Yerushalmi, printed in Babli, Shkalim, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin on the top of page Yud Gimel on the sixth line, Chevraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Chevraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ivu Bar Nagui, Omar Koimi Rabbi Ilar, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Taima Dehain Tanai, Ve'im Kol Behema Tamiya Asholi Yakrivu, Mimena Korban Lashem, Mata Valema Tamiya, Ela Afilu Tamiya Ba'Oitha Hashem. Chevraya quoting of Yochanan and of Ivu Bar Nagui before Rabbi Ilar, quoting of Yochanan, said, the source of this teaching is a brisa. The pasuk says in Vayikra Perchav Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph, and if any tamei animal, that they may not bring from it an offering to Hashem. Why do they teach tamei? Even if it's tamei means unfit for that type of sacrifice. That's the meaning of the word tamei. The kasha, the dark siv vehemid veherich. Ask the Gemara. It's written in Vayikra Chazayin, Pegat Aleph and Yud Beis, and he shall stand it, and he shall set its value. How could it be discussing birds if birds are not evaluated? Rabbi Zeru B'Shem, Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Yomakein, Ela Ve'im Kol Behema Tamea Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimena Korban LaHashem, Kol She'ena Ru'ya Likarev, Lo Yikalem Lo B'Makam Acher, Eina Oitha Tamura. Rabbi Zeru, quoting Rabbi Eliezer, understood the pasuk differently. And if any Tamea animal that they may not bring from it an offering to Hashem, so we learn from there, anything that is not suitable as a sacrifice, neither here nor in another place, cannot make a tamur. Yasa nekeva la'ayla, say, afa pisha eina ru'uya lekarev, kan ru'uya lekarev ma'akavacha. This excludes separating a female as an ayla, as a female bird could be brought as an ayla, and therefore it can make a tamur. Rav Avun, or perhaps Ravin, Rabbi Vun, Born, Kaime, Rabbi Zera, Hari Ha, Rayreva, Nilba, She'enon, Ruin, Likarev, Laikam, Lob, Makam, Acher, Hari Hain, Oisin, Tamur. Ask the Gemara, which is Rabbi Avun, or some say Rabbonon, some say Ravin, said to Rabbi Zera, but animals involved in bestiality, either as the active or passive partner, are not suitable to be a sacrifice anywhere, and they still make a Tamur. Amalain, af anila amalti ela tamea, mamash, I should say. Rabbi Zeira responds that the pasuk is speaking about actual tamei, means non-kosher, animals. Bekasha badark siv vehemid v'erich. So, we have a question about that case. It's written in Vayikra Chav Zayin, Yod Aleph and Yod Beis, and he shall stand it, and he shall set its value. I think what is the answer to this question? We now move on to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Hei. Achas lelamadjoim mesharin es halishka. Once in 30 days, they evaluate the lishka, means they establish the maximum price that the temple treasury pay to their suppliers. Kalamakabel alav esapik salsois me'alba omdu mesholosh esapik me'alba. If a person accepted to supply fine flour to the mikdash for 4 sar for a seller, and the price rose to 3 sar for a seller, he must continue to supply for. Mishalosh v'omdu midalad, yisapek midalad, shiyad hekdash al elyona. If it was 3 sar for the price of a seller, and the price fell to 4 sar for a seller, he must still supply 4 sar for a seller, as hekdash always has the upper hand. Imitliya, seles hitliya loy, imechmitz yayin, echmitz loy. If the fine flour that the seller accepted to supply became wormy, he takes the loss, and he must give other fine flour to Hekdash. If the wine became vinegar, he takes the loss and must give other wine to Hekdash. Eina mekabel ma'isav ad shehei ha'mizbeach meradze. The seller does not receive the money unless everything is acceptable for the mizbeach. And the Gemara says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon miyad hay mekabnes ma'isehem v'akihanim v'izenhein. The Gemara brings a brisa quoting Rabbi Shimon. The suppliers would receive their payment immediately, and there was no concern that the fine flour will become unusable, as Kohanim are very careful. Hadnolach, Perek Hatruma. And moving on now to the fifth Perek, Perek Elohein. So the first Mishnah says, Elohein Amunim Shehayu B'Mikdash. The following were the appointees in the Mikdash. Jochanan ben Pinchas al Achois Mois, Jochanan ben Pinchas over the receipts, Achia al Anasochim, Achia over the libations, Masya ben Shmuel al Habaisos, Masya ben Shmuel was over the lotteries, Tzachia al Akinim, Tzachia was over the pairs of birds, Tzachia zo Mordechai, Rawani Koshmoi Pesachia, Fia Pesach Dvarim Vidorshoi Vyodea Beshivim Lashin. Psachia was Mordechai, of the Purim story. He was called Psachia as he would open up the words of Torah and expound them, and he knew 70 languages. Ben Achia al Chalei Me'ayim. Ben Achia was over those with stomach ailments. Nechunya Chayfe Shichim. Nechunya would dig ditches. Gavini Kruz. Gavini was the announcer. Ben Geve al Ni'ilas Sha'arim. Ben Geve was appointed over locking the gates. Ben Bevai, Mamuna ala Pekia, Bevai was appointed over the wicks, Ben Arza ala Tzilsal, and Ben Arza over the cymbals, Hugus ben Levi ala Shea, Hugus ben Levi was appointed over the singing, Beis Gomo al Maisa Lechem upon him, Beis Gomo was appointed over producing the Lechem upon him, Beis Avtinas al Masa Keteiris, and Beis Avtinas was appointed over producing the Keteiris. Ve'elaza ala pareches, Elaza was over the curtains. Upinchas hamarbish, and Pinchas was the outfitter of the big day kahuna. And the Gemara says, "Vechizkia, Omer, Rabbi Simon, Rabbanon, Chadamak, Kshiri, Dorador, Balim lois aleihem." The Gemara says from Rabbi Chizkia that Rabbi Simon and Rabbanon disagreed. One said that it listed the most righteous of the generations. Rechana Omer, Misha Haya Ba'isador, Mana Ma Shabbatayri. The other opinion says that it just lists whoever lived in that generation when the Mishnah was written. And according to the Vologoyim, we take out the next few sentences, or read them anyway, but according to the Goyim, you don't have these until after the words, the Obin Katin Vechavirov. But we'll do this now. Manda amakshiri kol dor v'dor balamanois akulam v'oimer v'eche sadik levacha. There's a Mishnah in Yuma that says, according to the one who said that it listed the most righteous of the generations, it was about all of them that the Mishnah applies the pasuk in Mishle in Perik Yud Pasuk Zayin. Remembrance of a sadik is for a blessing. Manda amma mishahaya ba'isador mana mashvidoyri akulam v'oimer shemusham Yaakov. According to the one who lists whoever lived in that generation, about all of them the Mishnah applied the pasuk that we had, which ends with the name of the evildoers, Sharot. About who is the pasuk actually said, remembrance of a tzaddik is for blessing, that's about Ben Katin and his friends who made improvements to the Kiyor, which is a Kahanim's washing station. Now we come back to the regular Gersa. Onto your given up on base. Am Rabbi Yona Ksiv, Lachene Chalek Rabbim Vesatsumim Yechalek Shalal. Ze Rabbi Akiva Shehiskin Midrash Halochis Vahagodis. Rabbi Yona said that when the Pasuk says in Nishaya, in Perik Nun Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, therefore I will allot him a portion in public and he will share spoils with the strong. This applies to Rabbi Akiva who established Midrash Halochis and Hagodis. Some say it was the Anshiknas Vagadoyla who established them. What did Rabbi Akiva establish? Expounding general principles and specifics. Amar Rabbi Abol, Ksiv, Umishpachas Sofrim, Yoishri Yavetz. Rabbi Abol said the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Aleph, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Nunei, and from the family of Sofrim, scholars, those who dwelt with Yavetz. Mata Relema Sofrim, Elisha Osa Satira, Sephuris, Hamisha Lo Yitroimu, Truma, He Draim Chayov Machana, Hameshisre Noshim Poetris Sorisayim, Shloshim Roshish Krisos Batora, Shloshe Osa, Doval, Nemu Benivras Harivatoho, Talad Ovis Nezikin, Ovis Melochis, Aboim, Chosa Achas. What does the word Sofrim teach? They ordered the Torah by numbers. For example, we have a number of Mishnayos here, 5 whose truma is not valid, 5 types are obligated in challah, 15 women exempt their co-wives. 36 sins of the Torah are punished with kareth. 13 things were said about the carcass of a kosher bird. There are 4 categories of damages, and there are 39 categories of malacha on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Eliezer, Ksiv, Le'ezer HaKoyen, HaSofer, Mata Balaim HaSofer, Ela Kishim, Shahaya Sofer, B'divrei Torah, Kachaya Sofer, B'divrei Chachomim. Rabbi Eliezer says the Pasuk says in Ezra Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, to Ezra, the Koyen, the Sofer. What does the word Sofer teach? Just as he counted the words and letters of the Torah to establish the exact tradition of the written Torah, so too he counted the words of the Chachamim, like the examples we had before. Rabbi Haggai, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, B'Nachman, Harishonim, Chalshu, V'Zoru, Nichshu, Kishu, Idru, Katsu, Amu, Doshu, Zoru, Biru, Tachanu, Hokidu, Loshu, Kitru, V'Ofu, V'Anu, Einanu, Maleachol. Rabbi Haggai, quoting Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, said the earlier generations plowed, sowed, weeded, trimmed, hoed, harvested, gathered, threshed, winnowed, selected, ground, kneaded, smoothed, and baked. And for us, we have nothing to eat. Unfortunately, I understand that they were alluding here to Torah study, that even after the great efforts made by the early Chachamim to arrange and order the Torah, we still have difficulty in understanding it. Rabbi Abba Bar Zemina, B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, In Havah Kadmoin, Malochin, Anan, Bnei Anash. In Havah Bnei Nash, Anan, Chamoim. Rabbi Abba Bar Zemina, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that if the earlier ones were angels, we are humans, but if they were humans, then we are donkeys. Amar Rabbi Mana, Bahi Shata, Amrin Afilu, Kachamasei, Dori Pinchas Ben Yoeh, Loi Edminun. But Mana said, at that time they said, we are not even like the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoeh. Hamartid Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoeh, Ganavta, Listoi, Beleila, Avdus Tamira Gavon, Talasa Yemin, Vloitava Klum, Batha Talasa Yemin, Imlochun, Machzalta, Amun Afkuna, Minhocha, Deloitemus, Gabon, Afkuna, Azlas, Kamaslal, Tawa, Demar, Shorius, Minahekes. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoeh's donkey was stolen by bandits during the night. They hid it for 3 days and it wouldn't eat anything. After 3 days, they decided to return it, and they said it's better to return it to its owner, or it will die in our possession and make our hideout smell. They took it, and it went and stood at its master's gate, and it began braying. Amalain, Aschoin lahada aluvta de istatrasi yemin tleitama klum, Hasin lav alasla, Amalain yavula klum, Techol yahavun kime saivim vleibais lemechol, Amulei Rebbe Leibayis Lemechel, Amulein Metaknin Inun, Amulei In, Amulein Varimtun Damien. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoeh told his household, open the gate for this poor thing that hasn't eaten for 3 days. They opened it, and the donkey came in. Rabbi Pinchas told them to feed it. They put barley in front of it, and it didn't want to eat. They told this to Rabbi Pinchas, and he asked them if the barley had been tithed, and they said it had. Amulei Lekein Alfun Rebbe Halekeer Zera Lebehema Kemach Lairis Shemen Lo Potter Minadamai. The students said to Rabbi Pinchas, didn't Rebbe teach one who buys produce for planting for animals, or flour for tanning, oil for lighting or anointing utensils, in all those cases exempt from Demai? Amaloin man avid lalaha aluvta dehi mechama algama sagin. Rabinchas said, what can I do with this poor thing? It's so stringent with itself. Varimun damian vachaos. They separated demai and it ate. And the Mishnah said, Pesachya alakinin. Bar e magodol hu kwecho shal oisa ish, pesach dvarim vidorshan. The Mishnah taught that Pesachya was appointed over the pairs of birds. Come and see how great the strength of that man was, that he opened up the words of the Torah and expounded them. Yedea b'shirim lashon, the Mishnah taught that he knew 70 languages. Tani Sanhedrin sheishba shnayim shichoyim ledaber v'kulam ruuyim lishmaya, harizu ruuya le Sanhedrin. There's a b'risa that teaches that a Sanhedrin has 2 members that are able to speak, and all able to understand the 70 languages, it's minimally fit to be a Sanhedrin. Gimel, Harezu Beinoinis, if they're able to speak, if three are able to speak, then it's considered average. Dalad Harezu Chochma, over Yavne, Ayuba, Dalad, Ben Azai, Ben Zayma, Ben Chachinoi, Rebbe Lezamit, Ben Matya. If four are able to speak, it's considered a wise Sanhedrin. In Yavne, there were four, Ben Azai, Ben Zayma, Ben Chachinoi, and Rebbe Lezamit, Ben Matya. Amr of Chista, Pam Achas, Yavshar Chisar, Vela Yod, Mehichan, Navi, Oime, Rataman, Chadilem, Dahave Yaev, Chadjade, Al Gagoyf, Chadjade, Al Tzifim, Aisune, Kame, Tepsachia, Amalahu, Is Asad, the Miskari, Gagoy Tzifim, Al Tzifim Gagoyf, Azlin, Letaman, Vashkechun. Rav Chista said that once the Chisar was suffering from a drought, and he didn't know from where to bring the grain for the Korban Oime. There was a mute there who put one of his hands on Ruth's gagois and the other hand on Hat's tzifim. They brought him before Psachia, who asked them if there was a place called Gagois Tzifim or Tzifim Gagois. And there was, and they went there and found grain. Amr Biasa should say, Beribun, Pam Achas, Nishtef Kol Ha'olam Kuloi, Vle Hayu Yoidim Mehechen Avi Ya'ime, Avataman Chadilem, Dahava Yaev, Yadei Al Einei, Yadei Al Sucha, Aisune legabe psachia amalain is asad miskaria ein seiche oi seiche ein. The Azrin Tamon vashkechun. Rav Yossi Rebun said that ones everywhere suffered from crop failure and they didn't know from where to bring the grain for the korban oimer. There was a mute there who put one of his hands on his eyes, einaim, and the other hand on a door bolt, which is sukha. They brought him before psachia, who asked them if there was a place called Ein Seche or Seche Ayin. They went there and they found grain. Gimel Noshim Heviyu Ki Nehem Achas Emeres Li Nasi V'Achad Emeres Li Masi V'Achas Emeres Li Zivasi. Three women brought their pairs of birds. One said, this is for my Ayin. One said, this is for my Yam. And one said, this is for my Ziva. Zusha Emeres Li Nasi Savin Meima Shefas Kemayan Amalain Ba'ina Sakaras. They thought that what the one who said for my ayin was flowing like a spring, but Psachia told them that she was endangered in her eye. So she immersed Limasi, Savin Mimer, Shufaska Yam, and Malain, Biyama Sakaras. They thought that the one who said for my yam was flowing like an ocean. Psachia told them that she was endangered in the ocean. So she immersed Lizivasi, Savin Mimer, Zava Mamish, and Malain, Zeiv Balitol Ezbana. They thought that the one who said, for my ziva was an actual zava. Psachia told them that a ze'ev, a wolf, came to snatch away her son. In all these three cases, the women are actually bringing voluntary sacrifices of thanks. Ben Achia, v'chulei, the Mishnah taught that Ben Achia was appointed to assist those with stomach ailments. Alidei she'hoyu ha'koyhanem ha'halchim yechefim ala ritzpa, ha'yu oichlim basa v'shoisim mayim, ha'yu boim l'dei choylim ha'me'ayim, Rabbi Yada, Haidain Chama Tav Lemaya, Haidain Chama Samam Lemaya. Since the Kohanim would walk barefoot on the stone floor and they would eat meat and drink water, they would suffer from stomach ailments. Ben Achia knew which wine was good for the intestines and which wine was damaging.